Joe Biden delivers flood of cheap migrant labor to New York. By Neil Monroe on March 4, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies have delivered so many illegal migrants into New York that some of the female migrants cannot find work to pay their smuggling debts, according to claims by advocates for migrants. This intersection in Williamsburg, New York City, known as La Parada, or The Stop, is a place where illegal migrant Ecuadorian women find a job for the day, primarily doing domestic work, NPNews.com reported on February 28. The report continues. Every day up to 150 illegal migrant women wait here, bargaining for hourly pay that is often below minimum wage, according to data collected from the Workers' Justice Project last year. Often these day laborers are undocumented illegals, and in recent months, many come from Ecuador. Rosa migrated from Ecuador and eventually settled in New York City 9 years ago. She still comes to La Parada at least 5 days a week to look for work. She said, "Now it is very, very difficult because there are a lot of people. With more women looking for work, there's more competition. Desperate to find a job and with little to no English, many new arrivals don't negotiate their rate." NBC asked, "So you were here for a month before you could get a first job?" A migrant answered, "Yes, 1 month." The inflow is illegal because long-standing laws passed by Congress generally bar the admission of foreign workers into Americans' labor market. But Biden's deputies, chiefly the pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas, helps tens of thousands of migrants from the country of Ecuador and South America walk through the U.S. border. Roughly 500,000 Ecuadorians walked through the southern border between 2000 and 2017, and another 97,000 Ecuadorians were recorded in 2021 while trying to cross the border. "I left my country because of the economic situation that all of us Ecuadorians are living," a recently released migrant told NBC. "I've been here almost 34 years and I've never seen the wave of Ecuadorians coming in the short time," said Walter Sinch, the executive director of the Alianza Ecuatoriana Internacional, or the Ecuadorian International Alliance. "I knew a family, for example, they came with 5 kids. Not only undocumented but also people that come with visa. They overstay, so that's also a large number," he told Breitbart News on March 2. Most of the female migrants arrive with some kind of relatives, some on their own with no relatives, said Sinch. The female migrants are being exploited because employers pay them less than the minimum wage of $15 per hour. Sinch said it's a new wave of new migrants coming to the U.S. and that's why they, employers, take advantage, he told Breitbart News. He continued. "The minimum wage in New York, it's $15 an hour. But since they are new in the country, the people sometimes get paid that amount and sometimes they pay them less. I know people, they get paid like $7, $8 an hour, like I said, a new generation. I earn very little and it was not enough," one of the migrant women told NBC. State governments and federal agencies do little about wage theft against illegal migrants. The lax enforcement of labor law helps to push down wage levels for Americans. For example, NisFocus.com reported in June 2021. Employers were using the pandemic as an excuse to not pay workers, said Glendipsito Uras, an organizer with the Workers' Justice Project, a Brooklyn-based worker center that serves day laborers and domestic workers. "They would tell workers that something happened and that they will pay next week, but that never happened." In April of 2020 alone, Cito Uras said, her organization was flooded with between 30 and 35 cases. Pre-pandemic, they typically received around 15 cases a month. The workplace migrant abuse tends to come from Asian and Middle Eastern immigrants, Sinch said. "There are not many complaints about Americans like, for example, Americans from Ireland, Italians, Germans," he said, adding. "Because they're more conscious about their past, their history, and they know also their grandma, their grandparents, came to the U.S. almost the same situation and, so, they are less abusive with new migrants on a high percentage. I'm talking about new communities, the Asians. They came a little later, and they start purchasing homes. For example, in the Corona area, they are not bueno, can be really bad, mainly Chinese. I'm just talking about the facts of what people have been telling me. They take advantage of new migrants, and also basically if you're trying to claim legal protections, they say they will call immigration. New York City's government encourages and funds illegal migration into the city, despite the damage to Americans' wages and housing costs. In September 2021, for example, Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, declared, "The last year and a half have shown how vital our illegal immigrants have been to keeping our economy going during the time of crisis. We're short of workers from one end of America to the other. One of the reasons? The Trump administration dramatically cut back on immigrants in this country. We need them. We need them in our labor force. We need them to continue American vitality. We need them because they're part of the American dream." The main driver of both new business formation and population growth in New York has historically been international immigration, says a September 2020 Axios.com article. If international immigration remains suppressed, New York will suffer, says the article, which was titled "The Math of New York City's Recovery." Migrants in New York need jobs to live in the expensive city, but they also need money to pay off their debts of about $15,000 to $20,000 per person. They also need cash to rehire the coyotes, so they illegally deliver the migrants' children to them via the federal government's Unaccompanied Alien Children Child Delivery Program. If the migrants cannot get jobs, they cannot pay their smuggling debts, Cinch said. All over, coyotes are lending money to migrants, but they have to sign a document saying if you're not paying the debt, I'll take your land or house or any other property, he said. When the debt is not paid, most of the time, they ended up taking the properties. That's a corrupt system that's happening in Ecuador. If the women cannot get jobs, they also cannot save enough money to pay coyotes to bring their children to U.S. border officials, Cinch said. The rise in Ecuadorian migration during 2021 is partly caused by migrants hiring coyotes to deliver their children to the border, William Morello told BorderReport.com in August 2021. It's parents who haven't seen their children in many years and send for them, said Murillo, a former government official in Ecuador who now runs a binational legal firm for Ecuadorians. Murillo's personal experience as an undocumented migrant marked his life, and he decided to serve our community of Ecuadorians in the world, according to the firm's website. The migrants try to save wages for debt payments by crowding into apartments, Cinch said. They have to struggle. They cannot afford to spend too much money, because they want to save, he said. For example, a two-bedroom apartment, it's supposed to be for a family, maybe two, people per bedroom. But now, sometimes, it is five to six or seven in a two-bedroom apartment, he said. Rents are way too crazy, especially here in the area of Queens Corona. A single studio will go for $1,500 to $1,600, and a two-bedroom, sometimes it goes to $2,000 to $2,400, which is up about $150 since rents declined during the coronavirus crash, he said. City officials do not stop landlords from subdividing apartments to extract more rent, he said. In an August rainstorm, 11 migrants drowned in their basement apartments. Migrant men are in a better position because they can take construction jobs, Cinch added. They do pretty good, said Cinch, who offers government-designed safety training to the illegal migrants. Without domestic work, some women are trying to get construction jobs, he said. What I find out was that women are taking the men's positions, even construction. I just got a conversation yesterday with a couple of women that they do concrete work, they do carpentry works. I know one woman is doing electrical work. So since I'm an electrician for many years, I never seen so many Hispanics on the electrical trade, for example. I mean, it's good for them, but they do because there's no other options to pick up my new skills. The migrants' money generates profits for many businesses in New York. According to Cinch, they also pay for taxes. Regardless of immigration status, they make money circulate in society. They have to eat, they have to wear clothes, they have to take transportation, when they get sick, they take medication. They make money circulate in society, he said. But the huge inflow of migrants cuts Americans' wages and raises their housing costs. A 2021 report by New York City's government says a couple with two children would need to earn at least $154,000 to count as middle income in the city. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of immigrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters in the U.S. economy. The economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point, and it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while also raising their housing costs. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, separates families, and damages the economies of the home countries. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.